The first ever ECOWAS Industrial Summit is to promote investment and facilitate rapid growth of industries in West Africa. The Minister of Trade and Industry, who represented President John Mahama, advocated more pragmatic measures to increase intra-community trade by at least 40%. They should set up an energy pool to transform the sub-region's raw materials-fed enterprises to make them vibrant. Mr. Spiu Gabra said ECOWAS should harmonize its laws to remove trade barriers and other impediments to the growth of industries. This will give meaning to the free movement of people, goods and services.
This forum is also laying the major objective of the West African Common Industrial Policy, which is the creation of the Regional Industrial Partnership Network. It is therefore my belief that it will provide a platform for a deeper dialogue to improve investment and technological flow, to strengthen partnerships between national and foreign enterprises, especially small and medium enterprises, whilst strengthening also public-private partnerships. We ask ourselves the question, how do we strengthen our region's macro enterprises and our entrepreneurs to enable them to become globally competitive? And in harnessing and developing regional financing for industrial development, how do we also increase intra-community trade in West Africa to at least 40% by 2030, with hopefully 50% share of this region's trade being in manufactured goods, and practical solutions will be brought forth for further implementation.
The president of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, and the Federation of West Africa Manufacturers Association, James Asariaje, asked ECOWAS member countries to make conscious efforts at reviewing its industrial policy for it to be more responsive to global economic trends. This will help broaden and make trade in West Africa more competitive. Mr. Asariaje said tackling Ghana's energy and road deficits will save the country's budding enterprises from collapsing.
Considering the high power tariffs that industries experience today in Ghana, we must begin to consider the less expensive sources of power generation. For example, if indeed we can dedicate our hydropower plants to industry as a matter of policy, then definitely industry will enjoy lower tariffs. It's election year in Ghana. So I crave the indulgence of all political parties to ensure peace and security before, during and after elections, since these are key prerequisites for attracting investment and development.
A representative of the ECOWAS Commission, Camille Traore, pledged the Commission's support to build viable enterprises. He mentioned agribusiness, automobile, garment and textiles, pharmaceuticals and construction enterprises as the key focus of the summit.
Eugenia Asumedu Sechi.